hi, Ro. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I know what you're calling, Tina. Hey, listen, why don't you just, I'm thinking about retiring. I've been thinking about it for the last 6 months. And
lucky you. That's awesome.
Well, I'm 73. It's about time. And so, you know, for right now, I'm going to think it out. I'm just going to see what happens in the next year or so. But this will be a starting point of retiring and shutting down the business. Would be shutting down the – and it'll take another expense off, too. So –
Sure. If you like, only because we can't cancel an account with a past due balance, and that's just because in the terms and conditions.
Shana, I'm not even going to go with a thing like that. To me, that's ridiculous as long as I've had it. And you can't cancel it with a – what do you mean you can't cancel it? I'll be able to cancel it anytime
so
I want to.
In the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 6th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So,
I don't read that and holding a guy as a customer if I'm wanting to retire. I think you're being real petty right now. And
it's not me. It's the terms and it's the agreement. It's kind of like, you know, I had signed up for a gym membership once and I didn't.
I don't remember. I never read it. I don't remember ever signing anything. You tell your people I've been whatever you want to tell them. I've been a long customer. If I want to stop doing this, what I'm doing and cancel my thing. I don't know what you're talking about, the terms of the agreement that what? You need 3 business days to cancel it, and you can't cancel it, and you can't cancel it if there's a past due. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. So you're on a month-to-month subscription, Ro, where you can cancel
it. I'll pay
a month
in advance. If I'm not getting it this month, I'll pay the month in advance. That's what I do.
So
you got your month in advance.
No, the 6th is, not a month in advance. It's, you'd have to take care of the October 6th payment. If not, another payment hits on November 6th and it ends up affecting your credit and your business. You may not care about that since you're retiring, you know,
I care about it. I've always cared about it, Tina, but again, I really don't like being the strong arm stuff. I don't like the pressure stuff. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm getting really kind of getting irritated about it right now. And so why don't you just tell your people whatever they want to do to my credit or whatever. I hadn't really decided on for sure canceling the website because I thought I might be wanting to do it. But you've kind of made up my mind for me.
Sure.
I hate people like this high-pressure stuff.
Let me ask you something, Ro. Because you did mention wanting to cut the expense of it. So there is a corporate hosting package where it's only $29 a month. Typically, you have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness. You have to have 100 locations to get that rate. But what if I could get an override and get that approved for you? And then that would at least save you $20 on the past due balance. Also, we offer what's called seasonal holds. So if you're on the cusp of retiring and you're not sure if you're actually going to do it or not, we could pause the billing. You know, if I get this override for you, we could take the $29 and then we could pause the billing for up to 90 days, which means they would pause November, December, and January. And of course, if you decide, you know, before then that, hey, I'm not ready to retire. I want to keep it going for $29. You could do that. You could always call us and lift the hold. But that way, at least you're not paying for it, you know, during months when you're not sure if you're going to use it, you know, and it's easy to retrieve it because if the site cancels and it comes down and then you call us in 6 months and say, hey, I changed my mind. I want to put it back up. Then it's $400 up front to build the site plus the monthly hosting fee. But obviously, if you're on a hold, you wouldn't have to pay the extra to put it up because at that point it would still be up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And and for my situation, that's what I'm looking at is the holidays. I never do anything in October, November, December, January. I don't do anything anyway.
Oh, well, you should have said something. We have seasonal holds, of course.
Well, I wish I'd known about the other rate too. I mean, because really, it just kind of is what it is. We put on there what I put on there originally, and
Override for you. I have to explain it to the director and kind of get an override. But once that's in place, you don't have to pay the $29 today. If you need, a little bit of time, that's okay too. But I'll get an override for it. And then also, even though we offer seasonal holds for 90 days, you also could extend it. So let's say January comes around and you're like, man, I need another month or two. You could always call us and say, hey, Tina, I want another month or two on that hold, But at least, like I said, that way you're not paying for it during months that you don't need it.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay, well, good. I'm so glad that we were able to work something out, because I know the site's been doing pretty well for you over the years. So, I also respect that after, that many years in business, you've earned the right to scale back and retire, So that's something that's very respectful too, So, do you want me to collect the 29 today, or do you need a little bit more time on it?
No, let me get to my truck.
Okay. You got it.
All right, you ready, Tina?
Yes, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 4342.
Okay.
5802.
Got it.
3621.
Okay.
9077.
Okay, and then expiration?
0928.
9 of 28, and the code?
365.
Is it still the Green Valley Drive for the billing address on this card? 7901?
Sure it is.
Okay, perfect. So I got a message back from my director, and he is approving that rate for you based on the fact that you're a loyalty client of ours. It says you've been with us for 5 or 6 years, so he did approve that. So moving forward, you'll only pay 29 monthly. Now, do you want to put it on the seasonal hold right now, or do you want to kind of wait till the end of the month and, play it out then and put it on towards the end?
Let's just put it on like I said, I don't do anything, and I'm wanting to stop anyway until at least the first of the year. And,
okay. So November, December, Jan. Yeah, that's good. So then it'll start up again in February if if things go the way that's planned. And of course, if you decide to, ramp it up a month or two sooner, then just call us. But if not, they won't actually charge you again until February 6th. Okay.
Yep. Yep. You know what, Tina? Just go ahead and leave it. Just go ahead and leave it like it is. I'll forget to start back up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think it's worth your while based on what's on the dashboard to keep it up and running. And just remember, if you ever decide to go official and retire, just call us a couple of days before the 6th, and that way you'd prevent the next month's charge. Okay.
Thanks, Tina.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you, Rob. Bye.